Now listen and answer your questions.
We've been talking about holidays. I'd like to discuss with you one or two more general questions relating to this. Let's talk about travel and tourism in general. Millions of Western tourists visit holiday resorts in developing countries. What do you think attracts them?
Well, price is probably a major factor. It tends to be cheaper to visit developing countries. For many Western tourists, though, perhaps it's more because they want to have an experience which is really different from their normal lives. They feel they will be able to get that by visiting what seems, to them, an exotic country far away.
What difficulties can Western visitors experience in developing countries?
Things that they take for granted back home, such as clean water, good roads, and electricity that's always on, may not be available. Another very common problem is getting ill, especially from eating food which has been washed in unclean water. A friend of mine went to India recently. She told me she was there for a month and spent the entire time feeling sick. A third problem is that some areas may be dangerous. Obviously, there are problems with violent crime in almost all countries, but in a very different culture, it can be difficult to judge what kind of situation is potentially dangerous.
How can large numbers of Western visitors affect the lives of ordinary people in developing countries?
The obvious benefit is that tourism can create jobs and provide money for the local economy, which can then be spent on improving schools, hospitals, etc. The downside is that rich foreign tourists who don't know what things normally cost can cause prices to rise for local people. If you're a pineapple seller, for example, and tourists will buy your pineapples for $5, then why sell them to local people for $1?
What do you understand by the phrase responsible tourism?
Responsible tourism. I think that means being aware of the effects of tourism on local people. It means you should behave in a way which benefits the local culture, or at least doesn't harm it.
What can visitors do to ensure they are responsible tourists?
Obviously, it's important to do some research before you go so you know about local problems, like water shortages, for example. Then, when you arrive, it's a good idea to try to spend money with local businesses. For example, eat in locally owned restaurants rather than international chains, that sort of thing. It's also important to respect local customs and behave in a civilized way. Just because you're a long way from home, it doesn't mean you can behave however you like and do whatever you want, regardless of the feelings of local people.